Welcome back to WCRB in Concert with Boston Baroque. I'm Alan McClellan. There are countless works of art that tell a story of human beings making deals with divine powers. And whether it's a deal with the devil, like in the Faust legend, or a deal with God, as in the story we're about to hear from Boston Baroque, it never really turns out well. But in the story of Jephthah, taken from the Old Testament of the Bible and told through an oratorio by George Frideric Handel, what at first seems disastrous for the title character ends up revealing essential qualities of human nature. And along the way, it also reflects some essential qualities of the composer himself. For this performance of Handel's Jephthah at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, Martin Perlman and the chorus and orchestra of Boston Baroque are joined by tenor Nicholas Pahn in the title role, soprano Ava Pine as Iphis, his daughter, mezzo-soprano Anne McMahon Quintero as Jephthah's wife, Storge, countertenor Randall Scotting as Hamor, who's in love with Iphis, bass baritone Deshaun Burton as Zebel, Jephthah's brother, and soprano Sonia Tengblatt as the angel. Boston Baroque will be back at Jordan Hall in late March for two masterpieces by Antonio Vivaldi. First, violinist Christina Day Martinson is the soloist in the collection of short concertos that make up the Four Seasons. And then Martin Perlman leads the chorus and orchestra of Boston Baroque in Vivaldi's Gloria. Performances are scheduled for Friday, March 27th and Sunday, March 29th. And you'll find more information when you start at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. That's also where you'll find the complete text for this performance of Jephthah. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Jephthah is the last oratorio Handel wrote, setting a libretto by Thomas Morell. His health was failing, so much so that at one point in the midst of composing, he took a break, writing a note in the score that reads, "Reached here on 13 February 1751, unable to go on owing to weakening of the sight of my left eye." He went to see a series of doctors and healers, finally regaining enough capability to finish the piece in August of that year. It was a battle with fate that, without a doubt, informed the musical expression of the story he was setting, one in which the title character contends with his own fate and that of his daughter. As the oratorio begins, war rages between the Israelites and the Ammonites, and after 18 years of conflict, the Israelites have lost all their military leaders. Their only option is to call on Jephthah, exiled years earlier, to lead them in battle. Jephthah takes on the challenge, but only on the condition that he'll become the new leader of the country if they win. But inside, he worries about his army's chances. So he makes a separate promise to God, saying that if he is victorious, he will sacrifice the first living thing he sees when he returns from battle. Again, you'll find the entire libretto for Handel's Jephthah from Boston Baroque at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Now here is music director Martin Perlman coming on stage at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall to begin this performance of Handel's Jephthah in concert from WCRB.
tyrants, now these 18 years, will crush the race of Israel. Since heaven vouchsafes not with immediate choice to point us out a leader as before, ourselves must choose. And who so fit a man as Gilead's son, our brother, valiant Jephthah? True, we have slighted, scorned, expelled him hence as of a stranger born. But well I know him, his generous soul disdains a mean revenge when his distressful country calls his aid. And perhaps heaven may favor our request if with repentant hearts we sue for mercy. More Jephthah, with an eye of pity, look on thy repentant brethren in distress. Forgetful of thy wrongs, redress thy sire, thy friends, thy country, in extreme despair.
I will, so please it heaven, and these the terms. If I command in war the like command, should heaven vouchsafe us a victorious peace, shall still be mine.
Agreed, be witness heaven.
School shall still embrace, goodness shall make me great, goodness shall make me great. That you, my soul shall still embrace, goodness shall make me great, and goodness, goodness shall make me great. That you, my soul, shall still embrace, goodness shall make me great. That you, my soul, shall still embrace, goodness shall make me great. And goodness, goodness shall make me great. Goodness shall make me great, shall make me great. And goodness shall make me great. Dreads no event of fate. Who builds upon this steady base, dreads no event of fate. Dreads no event of fate. Who builds upon this steady base, dreads no event of fate. Dreads no my soul shall still embrace, goodness shall make me great, goodness shall make me great. That you, my soul shall still embrace, goodness shall make me great, that you, my soul shall still embrace, goodness shall make me great, and goodness, goodness shall make me great. Goodness shall make me great, shall make me great.
Concerns when I
Once more gives thee to my longing eyes. I see thee breaking from the involving clouds on the benighted traveller. The sight of thee, my love, drives darkness and despair. Again I live in thy sweet smiles, I live as in thy father's ever watchful care. Our wretched nation feels no life, no joy. Oh, haste and make my happiness complete.
Faithful lover languish, bids thee follow Jephtha to the field. There act the hero, and let rival deeds proclaim thee worthy to be called his son. And he shall not want his due reward.
Thank you.
not in these doubtful fancies of the brain. Visions of joy rise in my raptured soul. There play a white that set in darksome night. Strange ardor fires my breast. My arm seems strung with tenfold vigor, and my crested helm to reach the skies. Be humble still, my soul. It is the Spirit of God in whose great name I offer up my vow. Almighty power, Ammon I drive, and his insulting bands from these long uncultivated lands, and safe return a glorious conqueror. What or whoever shall first salute mine eyes shall be forever. Chiefs, and with united voice invoke the holy name of Israel's God.
Thank you.
Of unquiet slumbers, them not. My father, touched with a divine fire, already seems to triumph in success. Nor doubt I, but Jehovah hears our prayer.
King's reply, no terms, but ruin, slavery, and death.
Sound then the last alarm, and to the field, ye sons of Israel, with intrepid hearts, dependent on the might of Israel's God.
Thunder, and is the voice of
thrilling chorus ends Act One of Handel's oratorio, Jephthah, expressing both the excitement and the dreaded anticipation of battle as the title character readies his army of Israelites to fight the Ammonites. Martin Perlman led the chorus and orchestra of Boston Baroque in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. You heard tenor Nicholas Pahn in the title role, soprano Ava Pine as Iphis, his daughter, mezzo-soprano Anne McMahon Quintero as Jephthah's wife Storge, and countertenor Randall Scotting as Hamor, who's in love with Iphis, and bass baritone Deshaun Burton as Zebul, Jephthah's brother. I'm Alan McClellan, and stay with us. Handel's Jephthah continues with Act Two, just ahead on WCRB in concert with Boston Baroque.